Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Mark in the third chapter, reading verses 19 through 35. Hear the word of the Lord. Then he went home, and the crowd came together so that they could not even eat. When his family heard, they went out to restrain him, for the people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem says, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided by itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.' Then his mothers and brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, 'Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you.' And he replied, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking at those who sat around him, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother.'" Thanks be to God for his eternal word. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We do acknowledge that we come with things on our hearts. Help us to hear clearly what you would have to say. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing unto you. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So, be honest with me. Who has a crazy family? Okay? I love my mother-in-law, but she's certifiable. Sometimes. She used to do triathlons. And she would have me videotape her. And the one time I said, "Mom, you are absolutely crazy." There's a saying that when you're with your family, look around and there's always one crazy person, and if you can't see that crazy person, guess what? You're the crazy person. You are. I mean, we all, let's face it, right? There is no such thing as a normal family.
Amen.
We're all a little bit crazy. We all go off the rails sometimes. But think about this. Who's the head of our spiritual family? Jesus. Jesus was certifiable. I mean, look at the scripture today. You got the scribes coming down saying, "He's got the devil in him. He's got Beelzebub. He's got this prince of darkness in him. How else could he be doing this stuff?" How many people today seem to have, you know, that a evil spirit, or whatever you want to call it, within? So you got the scribes saying this. Now, this is relatively early in Jesus' ministry, and his family hears about this. And probably they're like, Oh my gosh, not again. Jesus is going to get himself into trouble. And they actually come down, and what they want to do is they want to get their crazy son, brother, whatever. They want to get him out of there so that he doesn't get himself into trouble or into more trouble. Which we know ultimately he still gets into trouble. But you think about it, you know, you think about the society at that time and how regimented that it was and how controlling that it was. And here you've got this young 30-ish man that's talking against it. And any person, you know, that speaks against something that is established, what do we call them?
Oh, they're a radical.
They're a radical. They're just trying to upend the apple cart. They must be crazy to be speaking against our normalcy.
I mean, we see it in this country a lot.
With the way that we are, we have people speaking against the way things are supposed to be, and oh, you're crazy. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
So we are a part of a crazy family, and I know there's the whole thing about, you know, Jesus' little parable there about a house divided, which that's a topic for another sermon. But you get to the end here and you got Mary and Jesus' family out there, you know, his brothers and sisters and everything, trying to get him out, and people are saying, Jesus, your mom's at the door, your brothers are at the door, your sisters are at the door, and Jesus looks at them and says, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Anyone that does the will of my Father, he is my brother, he is my sister, he is my mother. Now we got to be careful. In this particular passage, Jesus is not talking about the unchurched and the unsaved. He is talking about people that follow his will. And let's face it, there are a lot of crazy Christians out there. There are a lot of Christians out there that aren't living their lives the way that we think that they should. They're not living a normal Christian life. I mean, my gosh. I don't mean to shock you all, but there are divorced Christians out there. There are people that are suffering from addiction to alcohol, to drugs, to earthly pleasures. Oh my gosh. That's not part of the Christian life. There are people that are seeing therapists. Oh my gosh. All they have to do is pray to God.
On a side note, you can have Jesus and have a therapist. It's okay. But we have all of these crazy, what we would call crazy Christians. All of these radical Christians that are not truthfully and not perfectly following Jesus like we are.
That's sarcasm if you didn't pick up on it. So what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with our crazy family members that are flawed, are weighed down by these earthly things, who have broken commandments and don't follow Jesus perfectly like we do? What are we supposed to do with them? What did Jesus do? I mean, my gosh, the greatest, I think one of the greatest betrayals in the world was Peter. Here was Peter, and we talked about this, who went from, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God, to this guy, I don't know who he is. What did Jesus do? Did Jesus say, okay, Peter, yeah, you're out of here. Nope, you're out of here. You're just too radical. You're too crazy. No, he told Peter, feed my sheep. Which is a responsibility that we all have to a certain extent, but he's telling Peter, feed my sheep. Go out, teach people. I'm pretty sure Peter was saying, Am I really a good teacher for this? I mentioned a couple of things that, you know, we think make for crazy Christians. And I was just using them, obviously, as an example. Because we know all of these things happen within our Christian community. But what are we supposed to do with these people? What did you say, Tim? What are we supposed to do with these people? We're supposed to love them. Yes, they're the crazy people, but you know what? They're part of our family. Anyone that does the will of the Father is our brother and our sister. And guess what? Methodists are our brothers and sisters. Oh my gosh, no! Don't tell me that! Didn't you see what happened at the General Conference? The Presbyterians are our brothers and sisters. The Lutherans are our brothers and sisters. The Seventh-day Adventists are our brothers and sisters. The Assembly of God, we can go on and on and on. Is some of the stuff that they do, does it appear to be crazy to us? Yes. Let's admit it. Does that necessarily make it wrong, and does that necessarily not make them Christians? I'm not willing to go that far. We need to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to accept that they are the way that they are. And most importantly, I think we need to love them, and we need to help them with whatever that they are going through that is causing destructive like behavior. When I was preparing this sermon, I couldn't help there's a country singer named Billy Currington. I think it's Currington. And he's got a song that I love. And I love the chorus because I think it is so, so very true. The chorus is basically, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. It's true. God is always good, and people are definitely crazy. to a certain extent, I'm going to say thank God that people are crazy.
Amen.
So, as you go about your week, remember to love your crazy family members. And again, just remember, if you don't see any crazy family members, you're the crazy